let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand.
Easing into a Monday morning. It's August 11th. Good morning, it's Greg Morgan here. Good 3 weeks of summer fun left before the September long and the kids go back to school. It does seem like it's flying by. Yet I don't think in our household we're done yet. We've got a few extra long weekends planned. One coming up this weekend. I'm going to take Monday off. We're slipping over to Calgary. Weekend after that, take another Monday off to extend the weekend. Cypress Hills camping experience. We're not done summer yet in the old Morgan household, but hopefully you've had a great summer so far and have had some time to explore, perhaps on a road trip or two. In fact, this morning, I'm asking for your help. I'm trying to build, on my CJME Morning Show Facebook page, I was referring to it as the ultimate prairie passport. People stopping by my Facebook page, leaving what they think should be on the list. I'm looking to make a list of must-stop, can't-miss, hidden gem Saskatchewan destinations that make summer road trips that much more unforgettable. So if you have a quirky roadside attraction to tell me about, maybe a legendary burger shack or a mouth-watering pit barbecue stop, could be a store at a lake that's really cool, you think, a delicious bakery, a fun water slide stop for your kids, secret photo op, I don't care. Shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. Tell me about it. And just for doing so, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put everyone's name in a draw this morning and win a pair of tickets to Shake the Lake for the Friday night. I'll give you a pair of tickets. Default Finger 11 Helix on that night. So include your first and last name with your suggestion so I can put you in the draw, okay? 1-877-300-7275. Everyone who tells me their favorite hidden gem of a stop gets in on the draw. When I ask my household, what's your favorite stop? They all say the same thing every year. The toy store in Maple Creek on the way to Cypress Hills, of which we will visit that toy store a little later on this morning. And I'll take you on a tour myself. The last time I was there, I talked to Bob Siemens, the store owner, about it. It's a pretty cool place. Another is climbing the sand dunes in Beaver Creek. I've seen that on my Facebook page. That's a good one. South of Saskatoon. What is yours? 1-877-300-7275. Yeah, there are puddles on the morning commute. We still are in for more rain today. 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms off and on. Gets better tomorrow, though. But it does sound like the rain went where it needed on the weekend. Wet weather meant that Parks Canada could lift its pre-evacuation alert, which includes Waskasoo. Right now, there's a total of 87 wildfires burning in our province, and 14 of them are not yet contained. Here in Regina, our tap water, if it seems a little off today, it's because the city has said there is a water advisory back. They said on Friday that maintenance of the treatment plant means there still could be a yellow or brown tinge to our water, but it's still safe to drink. One other city note, remember the Fall Leisure Guide is available right now online, and registration starts tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., so set up your account in advance. And put everything that you're looking for on your wish list to make it easier at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning. As usual, swimming lessons are what everyone is trying to get there first before they sell out, right? Heck, a few years from now, that might not be as hard when we add the new aquatic center to the mix. And in fact, construction. Yes, eventually we're going to get to construction now that everything is set budget-wise. It's going to mean some traffic headaches eventually, too. That includes the closure of North Railway Street and a portion of Cameron Street near the old stadium site. But work on the new pool is set to begin sometime this fall. Just get going already. It's time. Saskatchewan Rough Riders get back in action this weekend after the bye week. They are hot. They are 7-1. The Labor Day game sold out. Tickets for this weekend's game against Hamilton selling extremely well, too. Hopefully another sellout there, but not yet. But what a weekend in the CFL. Three games and in dramatic fashion, right? Another decided on overtime. In fact, three of the four visiting underdogs won. Winnipeg lost by a point on the last play, field goal. And if you recall, Week 10 started Thursday night with that Lions-Ticats game, which was so close, and Hamilton losing, and Bo Levi just moving on, saying he can't wait for Saskatchewan. But yeah, the Argos lost to the Red Blacks. I watched the end of that game. That was a great game, but it came down to the final minute as Toronto failed in its comeback. They tossed an interception there. So the Red Blacks won. The Elks, led by Cody Fajardo, won 23-22 over the Alouettes. But what a weekend for kickers. It looked like the Bombers would beat the Stamps with this boot from Castillo with a minute left on the clock.
Castillo from 63. That is up! Got it! As clutch as they come, Castillo nails it for Winnipeg, and they go on top by one. Wow! Can't believe it!
I couldn't believe that kick either. 63-yarder. Then the Stamps would use the final minute themselves to maneuver close enough for their own field goal attempt.
In on the leg of Paredes. Ball is down. Kick is up. Got it. Paredes gets the job done. Calgary walks it off and sweeps the Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Yeah, Stamps win at 28-27. All four games of Week 10. Super exciting. And like I said, it was a weekend for kickers. Did you hear? Not only that 63-yarder in the CFL, a 70-yarder in NFL preseason. It came as the Steelers and Jacksonville met. Cam Little for the Jags nailing a 70-yard field goal.
Holy smokes. They got a shot.
He just kicked a 70-yard field goal. Are you kidding me?
Crazy.
I've never seen that. The NFL record. That would be an NFL record.
This is the end of the first half.
Holy smokes.
That's unbelievable.
It was. Cam Little standing half a football field away with more than a dozen offensive, defensive linemen blocking his view. He said at the end of the game, he couldn't even see if the ball cleared the crossbar. He was so far away. He only knew that it worked when his teammates started jumping up and down and screaming at him. But because it was a preseason game, it is not an official record. Does that not stink for him? It is the longest one in NFL history, but because it was not regular season, they don't count it. In fact, the record for former Baltimore Ravens kicker Justin Tucker will stand in the NFL as the longest field goal, 66-yarder back in 2021. That would suck. You kick a 70-yarder, and it doesn't count because it's preseason. Hey, I got to talk really quick about the WCBL East Division Final. The Regina Red Sox, they did it. They won last night. They traveled to Saskatoon, beat the Berries in the first of the best of three, 8-7 and 11 innings. Game two is tonight at Curry. I hope it's packed at 7 o'clock when that one starts. But everyone in the league is still buzzing what happened Saturday night between the Berries and Moose Jaw Miller Express in that game that got Saskatoon to the second round against our Red Sox. This is the sound of the bottom of the 10th inning on Saturday night. Bases loaded, 3-2 count. Beck slams it out of the park, delivers a walk-off series clinching Grand Slam lead for the Berries in order to advance to play the Sox last night, even though they lost. But get this, Beck's Grand Slam came after one of the most chaotic finishes you could imagine in baseball. The game ended 16-12 in favor of the Berries, but Moose Jaw was trailing 10-3 at one point. They scored 9 runs in the 8th to take a 12-10 lead over the Berries, who then rallied in the 9th to send it to extras. And Moose Jaw's head coach, Eric Marriott, said, hey, it was a devastating loss, but what an epic comeback.
Basically, I just told them that they should be proud of themselves and their chins should be up because we took the best team in the league to the last out.
Again, fast turnaround for the Berries. After that chaos Saturday night, they played our Red Sox and lost the first game of the East Division Final. Game 2 tonight at Curry Field. So come on, Sox, do that one too. And the Blue Jays, they're cooking. They won again. Jays have today off after winning 4 of 6 games in their road trip to Denver and L.A. They swept the Colorado Rockies and then lost 2 of 3 to the National League West leading Dodgers. But opening up against the Cubs tomorrow night, Jays still the best team in the American League, 4 games up on the Red Sox.
Drive it all night.
Well, if you've already hit the highway or set to this week or in the coming weeks, it is a great opportunity to explore Saskatchewan for many of you, and staycationing has become rather popular. And this morning, I'm putting together the ultimate prairie passport of must-dos, like a list of must-stop, can't-miss, hidden gems, Saskatchewan destinations that make our summer road trips unforgettable. I'm talking about the quirkier stuff, too, right? Maybe there's a mouth-watering barbecue pit somewhere in some small town that you came across and said, you've got to try that. Or maybe it's a cool store at a lake, a delicious bakery. In fact, that is one text that came in here from Melissa Dobrowalski in Regina. Said, the Indian Head Bakery, soup and bread is yummy. Favorite stop there. That's what I'm looking for right now. And if you do share your first and last name and whatever stop you believe is one of the must-dos this summer, shoot me a text, 1-877-300-7275. Include your first and last name, because I'm going to put you in the draw to win tickets to Friday night Shake the Lake lineup. That's August 22nd. You'll see Default, Finger 11, and Helix. So include your first and last name when you text, 1-877-300-7275. Like, for instance, have you been to Castle Butte, Big Muddy Badlands? The ancient rock formations, they seem to just like rise dramatically off the prairie landscape. It's really cool, and you know, you can climb it, get to the top, pretend you're like the Lion King.
Very cool.
Can't deny the Tunnels of Moose Jaw is also a great stop. And they've remodeled and done some changes over the years, too, so there's a new twist to it. But, you know, the Chicago connection tour still remains the same. That's a fun one.
You want to get Capone? Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way. And that's how you get Capone.
Yeah, you can learn how Capone's underground ties to the town work in Moose Jaw there. And you know what I've never been to? Dance Land, Manitou Beach. They got that old-fashioned dance hall with a horsehair sprung floor. Little Manitou Lake is saltier than the Dead Sea, so you can float effortlessly. It's kind of like Footloose meets, Spa Day there? Never been to Manitou Beach. That will be one stop, I think, if you would recommend. But shoot me a text. What do you recommend? 1-877-300-7275. All right, hands up if your parents with young kids who you look over on the couch, there they sit with their game controller in hand, staring blankly at the television, gaming their day away. You're yelling at them, it's time to get off tech. Wait a minute. It could all one day grow into a career for them. Listen to this. It's happened for some local gamers. Matthew Ferrante helped Shopify Rebellion take the title and $100,000 in prize money at the recent Halo Championship Series, which was held in Salt Lake City last week. And Fiorante says it all came down to the team clicking at the right time.
What clicked was just more of an experience thing. You know, we'd only been teaming for 6 months. Them having the experience of playing a couple tournaments since they're so young, finally just clicked at like the third one that's like, okay.
He says after more than half his life competing, he still lives here in Regina, and he's proud to compete from Regina.
Hey, honestly, it feels good. Regina's a smaller city, and especially the gaming that I do is very uncommon, so doing it from this city, especially from Canada, Belgium, and Saskatchewan, I'd love to represent the city.
He's a three-time world champion, says this win gives them the confidence they need as a team now to go into the next big event, which is coming up in October. One more event before the Worlds again. Hopefully he can pull it off as a world champion again. Shout out this morning to the Regina Thunder. Open up their new season with a 31-16 road win against the Edmonton Huskies. Thunder scored like 25 second half points to erase a 13-6 halftime deficit. So congrats on the opening victory. The Thunder head to Calgary this weekend for a game on Sunday against the Colts there. Man, this story, that Kevin Martell was sharing with us about a Saskatchewan man in critical but stable condition after being bitten by a rattlesnake in Texas while playing golf. It's just crazy to think this happened, but he may have a possible brain injury. And there is a GoFundMe now set up. And according to the GoFundMe organized by his family, Danny Fair from Swift Current went into anaphylactic shock and cardiac arrest after a rattlesnake bite during a round of golf. And he was admitted to ICU. He was heavily sedated and has since been weaned off sedation, but has not yet woken up. An MRI has shown a rather severe brain injury. And on this GoFundMe page that is set up, it's to help the family deal with all the financial strain of the medical expenses involved, obviously, because it's in Texas. His sister-in-law said with each passing day, the bills are stacking up and no insurance. At the moment, the GoFundMe page, I'm seeing almost $25,000 rounded up for the family. And obviously, our thoughts and prayers with this man. And what an awful thing for his family to be going through. However, again, yet another instance of going stateside without insurance. It's not the first time, and it won't be the last, I know. But when I hear this story, I also think, remember a few months back, there were a couple of girls who went to Vegas to celebrate the end of their education. They were in a car accident. They had no insurance. They were stuck in a Vegas hospital. They're back home now, but no insurance there. It's just one of those things that you got to think of going stateside. Insurance. You never know when you'll need it. Don't want to be without it, but sure hope that man is going to be okay. Russian President Vladimir Putin is going to meet with Donald Trump on Friday in Alaska. It's Putin's first visit to the U.S. in nearly a decade. On the agenda, ending the Russia-Ukraine war after more than 3 years of fighting, Putin is expected to bring a long list of demands, including keeping some Ukraine land that they've invaded and a concession that Trump suggested is possible. However, that's not how Ukrainian President Zelensky feels. He's warned he won't be conceding any land. The stakes are pretty high, though, for Trump on this one. You recall how leading up to the election, I'd ended in one day within 24 hours. Well, it's been nearly 7 months. Fighting drags on, and you can actually see, though, Trump's patience with Putin seemed to be getting a little thin lately, but it also doesn't help that Trump and Zelensky can't seem to be on the same page either about territory concessions. So this latest attempt at ending the war will be on display, and the world will be watching Ukraine, hoping it's in the room, though, when it happens. Right now, Zelensky's not assured of being in the same meeting, which makes no sense to many, but we'll monitor that one. Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom telling me over the weekend he went to this movie, Weapons, number one at the box office.
At 2:17 in the morning, every kid woke up, got out of bed, walked downstairs, and into the dark, and they never came back.
I don't understand at all. Why just her classroom? Why only her?
Children.
So that's a killer hook to pique your interest, isn't it? And it is described as an expertly crafted, terrifying mystery. Kevin said it was an awesome movie. He enjoyed a big thumbs up. Moviegoers suggest it's a little scare, has numerous cliffhangers, and occasionally hilarious, too. That movie cost like $38 million to make, and it opened up with $70 million worldwide this weekend. One of the biggest global openings for an original film in the past decade. It does interest me. I'm not big into horror, scary flicks anymore like I used to be, but this one really has me curious. Weapons, number one at the box office. Freakier Friday, Disney's body-swapping comedy with Lindsay Lohan came in second.